Blackstone Audio presents By Winter's Light, a Cinster novel by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner. This book is dedicated to those who made it possible. Nancy Yost, agent extraordinaire, who listened and talked and studied along with me for the past 3 and more years as a publishing industry has morphed around us. And Tara Parsons, editorial director, Mirror Books, who listened and responded with the attitude of, how can we make this work for all of us? And all of those at Mirror and Harlequin globally, who have come together to get this book in printed form out and available to my readers worldwide. My readers wouldn't be reading this without you. 1. December 23, 1837. Cashfern Manor, the Vale of Cashfern, Scotland. Daniel Crosby felt as if all his Christmases had come at once. Letting his gaze travel the great hall of Cashfern Manor, filled to overflowing with 6 Cinster families and various associated household members, he allowed himself a moment to savour both his unexpected good fortune and his consequent hope. About him, the combined households were enjoying the hearty dinner provided to welcome them to the celebration planned for the next 10 days. As Daniel understood it, a combination of Christmas, the more ancient Yuletide, and Hogmanay. Seated about the long refectory-like tables on benches rather than chairs, with eyes alight and smiles on their faces, the assembled throng was in ebullient mood. Conversation and laughter abounded. Delight and expectation shone in most faces, illuminated by the warm glow of the candlelight cast from massive circular chandeliers, depending from thick chains from the high dome ceiling. The central room about which the manor was built, the Great Hall, lived up to its name. The space within its thick walls of pale grey stone was large enough to accommodate the Cinster contingent, all told about 60 strong. As well as the families of the various retainers who worked in and around the manor, which functioned like a small village. With no family of his own still alive, Daniel had spent his last 10 Christmases with the Cinster family, for whom he acted as tutor, the family of Mr. Alastair Cinster and his wife, Phillida. But this was the first time in that decade that the Cinsters had come north for Christmas. The 6 Cinster families present, the 6 families closest to the Dukedom of St. Ives, those of Devil, Duke of St. Ives, his brother Richard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?